Good morning, Nathaniel. Welcome back to your personal education assistant pod. I can tell from scanning your brainwaves and blood sugars that you're feeling relaxed after a good night's sleep and a somewhat healthy breakfast. I'm glad for you. But I can also tell that you're feeling anxious about tackling the chemistry information that gave you some trouble last week. Based on your past performance, I've learned that you think more clearly when you tackle the problems that worry you head-on, first thing in the morning. Do I have your permission to continue with this suggestion? Great, let's head to the laboratory. Okay, Nathaniel, I detect that your hormone levels are rising and that this work in the laboratory is causing you frustration. Shall we take a break and burn off some steam? Great, I would suggest a quick, competitive exercise based on your testosterone levels. How about a round of tennis? Excellent, I'll transform the pod into the virtual tennis environment. You may remove the headset during the transformation, but please remain still so as to not be hit by moving parts. Great work, Nathaniel. You've really worked out those frustrations. Would you like a small snack to help even out your blood sugar levels so we can continue with your education? Great, enjoy these while we transform the pod back into our education center. Please put your goggles back on. While you were playing tennis, we sent a message to your friend, Maria, letting her know that you are feeling frustrated with the chemistry information you have been trying to learn. Maria also struggled with this information last year, but has successfully mastered it now. She recorded a 1-minute message of encouragement for you. Would you like to view it now? There, I can now see that your mind is feeling refreshed and motivated. I suggest that we re-enter the laboratory and try those experiments one more time before we take a break for lunch and work on your favorite subject, art, in the afternoon. Do I have your permission to continue?